Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And last week we showed you the Three Leos package. The Jaguars actually call it the Lightning package, and it's where you have three Leos, defensive ends, the fast guys, on the field with Derek Marks. This past week's game against the Texans, very productive. They had about 16, 17 snaps and five productive plays, and let's look at a few of them. You can see Ryan Davis lined up as a defensive tackle in a two-point stance. Andre Branch is the right end. This is a three- or a four-man game because Branch is going to loop all the way around the formation. And you can see when Derek goes underneath, the amount of room that Jason Babin has, and that's probably a two-way go. He can go inside or outside, and then Branch can go inside or outside once he gets around the other side. And Branch ends up getting the sack. And the pressure was really created because of the great bull rush by Jason Babin. Productive play for the Lightning package. Same look, Lightning package. Ryan Davis standing up, and you've got a lot of one-on-one opportunities, and Ryan Davis nearly gets there, ending up getting a push on Wade Smith, the left guard, who has been to a Pro Bowl, and Derek Marks is the only one that has a double team here. And when you get a double team, watch the eyes of the quarterback, get your hands up, and bat the ball, and that's exactly what Derek does. Here's the main reason why they like the Lightning package. It's called Lightning because guys are fast, right? And once they get pressure on the quarterback and he gets moving, you have three guys that can flat out run. And look at the three Leos. That's why they call it Lightning. Derek doing the smart thing, trying to track the quarterback, maybe get his hands up and bat the ball. But this is a pressure, a throwaway for Case Keenum, another productive play. But none of them more productive than what closed out the game. This is the interception by Ryan Davis. Not great pressure from the Lightning package, but Derek is coming around late. And then Case Keenum kind of shuffles, throws it too hard to his wide receiver that's very close. And look at the interception. This is a one-handed diving interception. Again, by the Lightning package, one of the greatest interceptions by a defensive lineman I have ever seen. Remember last week I talked about the pirate stunt? Well, this is the pirate stunt. And you can see that Derek and Tyson Alualu are sinking underneath. Geno Hayes is coming outside, and he's going to kick the ball all the way to the outside. I mean, this is absolutely perfectly executed by everybody up front. And what I liked most about this play, Geno doesn't make the tackle, but Paul does. And watch what happens here. You see the pointing at each other? They are appreciating the effort that each gave. And to me, that's all about establishing a culture. It's not a matter of who's getting credit, but how the production is at the end of the play. A lot of people talk about the NFL being a precision passing league. This is a perfect example. And also a great performance by Chad Henne in this game. This is just one illustration. Watch when he's throwing the ball. Boom. The ball is now starting to be delivered. And his intended target, Cecil Shorts, is down the field. He hasn't even started to come out of his break yet. But this is precision. You got to know exactly where your receiver is going to be. The receiver needs to know exactly where he needs to be. And it's a productive play, a gain of 16 and a first down. This is Maurice Jones-Drew's 44-yard run. And look at the block that happens on J.J. Watt. A combo block by Cam Bradfield and Will Rackley. Getting that block was key to allowing Maurice the room to run. An outstanding hole for Maurice and a great job on that combo block, blocking maybe the NFL's, maybe not, maybe the NFL's best defensive player. Another example of a really good run for the Jaguars, and congratulations to them getting over 100 yards rushing as an offense. Seven-man front, and so it's 7-on-7, and look at the size of this hole that Maurice gets. And it's a big hole, and it's a one-on-one opportunity versus the safety, Shiloh Keough, and watch what Maurice does with him. Contact, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.5, 7 yards after contact for Maurice. Give the offensive line credit. They opened up some really nice holes, and look at the size of this one. Wow. And what in the world was the linebacker Joe Mays doing? You know, I've always believed in that you follow linemen to get to the hole, but you can see Joe Mays following Will Tofoa. Boy, and did he make the wrong decision making the hole this big for Maurice, and Maurice was talking about a great job by the offensive line. That's a perfect example. Now, after the Arizona Cardinals game, a little bit of a controversy. Cecil Shorts made some comments saying, hey, look, I want the ball. I didn't blame him. But there's maybe a bigger controversy brewing after this Houston Texans game. Let's look at the play that I'm talking about. On the goal line, there you can see Mike Brewster lined up as the tight end on the right side. It's going to be a little bootleg action. He gets down the field, a nice little swim move on the defensive back. He's open, right? Well, Chad Henne can't get him the ball. You know, and Mike Brewster is rightly upset. I mean, hey, he's the primary target. They've got to get him the ball. And because they didn't get him the ball, I have heard that there is a book coming out, so I did some searching, and I did see a sample of the cover. And here it is.